Next, we're going to find out more about some other people who made their mark in this country. This is the time of year when the American Library Association hands out awards for excellence in literature aimed at children and young adults. So we've been meeting some of the award winners and hearing about their work. Joining us today is Andrea Davis Pinkney. She is the author of the children's book Hand in Hand, 10 Black Men Who Changed America. The book won this year's Coretta Scott King Award. That award is given annually to authors and illustrators of children's books that celebrate Black American culture and lift up important values. Welcome to the program and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
You've written more. Do I have this right? More than 20 children's books at
this point? Yes. I think I'm approaching 30 now.
Why this one?
I have my son to thank. You know, he cuts me no slack. And one day he just kind of stuck it to me. He said, you know, Mom, you've written several books. Can you just create one big book that presents the history of Black men in America? You know, make it fun, make it compelling. I don't want yucky spinach. That's what he told me. I don't want a yucky spinach book. So this inspired my husband, Brian Pinkney, the artist who created the portraits in the book, to create a series of portraits of notable African-American men as a gift to our sons. So between the portraits and my son's urgent request, the writing kind of flowed from there.
Was there something on his mind in particular or on yours where he just felt he really needed to know more about the men who have made a mark on this country?
Well, yes. He had learned about so many of these guys in school and also asked me, could I dig a little deeper? Could I find a little more information about what they were like as kids themselves and how that impacted what they became? So I said, all right, son. I'm on it.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that because that was one of the questions I had is you focus a lot on men about whom a lot is already known. So how did you decide, you know, what to include and what to leave out? And were there particular nuggets or gems that you were really glad to stumble upon that you don't think are particularly well known, that you'd like to be better known?
Well, you know, the book is heavily researched. And one of the fun things about research is that I discovered so many interesting facts. I mean, I had known that Booker T. Washington, for example, the founder of the Tuskegee Institute. I knew that he was born into slavery. What I didn't know was that he was made to carry the school books of his master's daughters, and he would accompany the girls to school and then watch from a window as they were learning inside the school. Now, of course, as a slave, he couldn't go in and learn to read and write, but he saw the power and the impact of education, and that was kind of the beginning for him. One thing I loved when I found it was Thurgood Marshall, Supreme Court Justice. He was a little bit of a cut-up in grade school, and he was made to go into the basement of school, kind of as punishment, and the principal said, look, you're going to read and memorize sections of the United States Constitution. So there's Thurgood Marshall, 8 years old, in the basement of his school, reading the United States Constitution, and kind of really coming to understand what is in that Constitution, what are in those amendments, and what isn't as it relates to freedom and equality. And again, that was the beginning for him of coming to understand and be intrigued by the legal process. So it's those kinds of facts that I just thought were fun and interesting.
I know. I get such a kick out of that. How did you discover all these nuggets? And there are many. I just want to point out a couple more, like, for example, that you pointed out that Martin Luther King Jr. entered a statewide oratorical contest in his junior year of high school, which I think
right.
is something that a lot of people might like to know. How did you just come across these nuggets?
Fortunately, because the book goes from, you know, the colonial period up to present day, it ends with Barack Obama. A lot of the folks that live, for example, during the civil rights movement are still alive. So I was able to chat with them, get some primary source material. There's always my local library, which I love, and the internet. But really, it was kind of those interviews with folks that really illuminated a lot of the stories.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Andrea Davis Pinkney. Her latest book for children and young adults, it's called Hand in Hand, 10 Black Men Who Changed America. It's illustrated by her husband, Brian Pinkney. Could we talk about you for a minute? I read that you and your husband met when you were working at Mechanics Illustrated, and he was working down the hall at Field and Stream.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
That is absolutely true. I always
How
tell
romantic.
Young people, don't knock that first job out of college. You could meet your husband. You never know. But yes, it's one of those meeting at the water cooler stories.
How did you decide to start working together, particularly on children's literature, children and young adult literature?
Well, I was a senior editor at Essence Magazine. And one fun thing I did was pull together an annual December gift guide in which we would have to really do the best African-American children's books of the year. And, you know, this was back in the mid-'80s, and there was not a lot. And I was saying to my husband, Brian, who was starting to illustrate children's books at that time, you know, there needs to be a book about Alvin Ailey. There needs to be a book about Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington. You know, there needs to be a black series for girls. Call up your publishers and ask them to do that. And one day he just said, why don't you write them? That was really kind of the beginning.
I have to point out that this is only the latest of your many books who have won a number of high honors in this field. So your books have almost from the beginning been very well received, very, you know, critically acclaimed, as well as, you know, beloved by parents and teachers. And I just wondered, what do you think of all of your experiences? What do you think has contributed to your success as a children's book author?
I really think it's my experience as a journalist, you know, sleuthing out facts, economy of writing, keeping it lively. And I also have to say, as a parent and also as an author who visits, you know, hundreds of schools throughout the nation, really spending time with those students, hearing what's on their minds, and finding out what intrigues and engages them. I think that's been the greatest gift of all.
And now I want to look back to the current book, the most recent book. Of the 10 that you chose, I know this is terrible. This is almost like asking you to choose among your children. Is there a favorite? Is there just a favorite story that you're so glad that you got to include in this book?
Yes. My absolute favorite story is that of Malcolm X. And the reason is because Malcolm X went through such a tremendous personal and spiritual transformation. I mean, it's astounding to go from basically a street criminal to a minister and ultimately, sadly, a martyr. But his transformation was just so astounding to me. And it gives me a lot of hope, and I hope that it gives a lot of hope and inspiration to the readers of that particular story, but also the whole book, of course.
You know, speaking of inspiration, a number of reviewers have pointed out that the book comes at a time when times are rather difficult for many people. Is that part of your hope for this book, that people will read this and feel that things are not as hopeless as they may appear?
Absolutely. In fact, that was also one of the inspirations for me embarking upon the book. I had grown really weary of a lot of this negative press, bad headlines in regards to, you know, just the state of things, and especially as it relates to African-American men and boys. And hand in hand, yes, it's meant to inspire, to uplift, and to really present, you know, mirrors of positivity to all the kids that will read the book, and to kind of turn those images around, because they can have a real impact. And a book like this, I think, is just really a means to changing some of those negative stereotypes.
And finally, you were committed to doing 10, and you wanted to span the gamut of American history. Is there somebody you really wish you could have included if the number had been, say, 11?
Yes. And, you know, it could have been a million black men who changed America. There were so many. But I have to say, had it been possible, and I acknowledge this in the author's note, I would have liked to include my dad. My dad was one of the first African-American student interns in the House of Representatives. And it would have just been nice to somehow get him in there, but perhaps a sequel.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Michelle.
On the book and on the award.
Thank you so much.
Andrea Davis Pinkney is the author of the award-winning book, Hand in Hand, 10 Black Men Who Changed America. It is illustrated by her husband, Brian Pinkney, and she was with us from our bureau in New York. Andrea Davis Pinkney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Freddie Boswell, Bridget DeShagas, Caitlin Dickerson, Andrew Limbong, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasher, and Amy Ta. Our intern is Matt Reeves. Our editor is Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Neil Tivolt, with audio engineer Sean Phillips. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. Our senior editors are Ann Hawk and Alicia Montgomery. Our acting executive producer is Carlene Watson. And remember to tell us more. Please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The handle is at TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.